And today, we're going to be talking about something I think most people don't really think about much. We all deal with it, but we don't really think about it, and that's garbage collection. What happens to our trash after it leaves the curb? We've got some really, really interesting excerpts here about the people, behind this essential service and the impact that all of our waste has on the community.
It's kind of amazing how we generate so much waste, but its journey, from our curb to wherever it ends up remains a mystery to most people. It's actually a pretty complex
I
system.
was going to say, I never thought about it until I read these excerpts. I just sort of always took for granted that I put the bin out and then magically it disappears. But, obviously somebody's coming and picking it up. But what I learned in these excerpts is that it's so much more than just picking up the trash. It's also sorting it,
Absolutely.
There's got to be some kind of processing and management of all these different types of waste, especially recyclables.
I mean, they don't just take everything to the dump, right? Like, there's a whole system designed to try to divert as much waste as possible from landfills. And it's really interesting, they were saying that even just like one plastic bag that's put into recycling can contaminate a whole batch of recyclable materials. So it's, the efficiency of that whole system really hinges on us doing our part by properly separating our waste.
Yeah, I know. I've definitely been guilty of like, oh, is this recyclable or is this trash? And I just kind of sometimes I'm in a hurry and I'm like, well, it'll just go in the trash. But like you said, it really makes you realize that each of our individual actions has like a ripple effect. And one thing that really struck me is just the sheer volume of waste that we produce. It's mind-boggling. And one of the excerpts said, if you laid all the garbage trucks in the United States end to end, they would stretch to the moon. I mean, that's crazy,
That is
the
crazy.
amount of trash that we generate.
And, a significant portion of that trash is single-use plastics. And, it's kind of alarming how dependent we've become on these materials, which really persist in the environment for
I
centuries.
know everybody, is trying to do their part to cut back on plastic, but it's hard because it's just so convenient,
It is.
But it's definitely something we need to all be working on.
Absolutely.
And this sort of leads into the next point, which is that we really need to take like collective responsibility for a cleaner community. It's not just on the garbage collectors. It's really up to each of us to make conscious choices to reduce our own waste footprint. And there was actually this really great example that I read in one of the excerpts about a community that implemented this program where residents could actually earn points for reducing waste
Oh, interesting.
and recycling correctly. And then those points could be redeemed for local goods and services.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, you're actually getting something for doing the right thing, which is really cool. And it makes you want to, really try to reduce that waste and recycle.
I think that's a brilliant way to motivate change.
And it fosters community involvement because everyone's working together to achieve a common goal. So, what we learned today is that garbage collection is a lot more complex than we realize. Our individual actions directly impact the system. And there are innovative ways to engage communities in waste reduction.
Absolutely.
So this kind of leaves us with the question, knowing the impact of our choices, what's one change you can commit to today for a cleaner and healthier community?
What can you do?